This is the first franchise news podcast for 2021. It's Wednesday, January 6th, and I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. It's a new year with lots of new acquisitions, and that's most of our news this week. Capriati's Sandwich Shop has acquired WingZone. Capriati's CEO Ashley Morris, who is now also CEO of WingZone, said, "We look forward to leveraging our expertise in franchising, operational excellence, and technology with WingZone's off-premise experience to help both brands continue to grow." Home Franchise Concepts, a subsidiary of JM Family Enterprises, has entered into an agreement to acquire Kitchen Tune-Up with a network of 135 franchisees across the U.S. Kitchen Tune-Up president Heidi Morrissey will retain her role and said team members pride themselves on listening and understanding the needs of franchisees and ensuring that, quote, fun is part of every remodel. Homeowners generally don't think remodeling a kitchen is fun, so our franchisees do what they can to make the experience enjoyable for customers and one they will want to tell their friends about. Center Lane Partners, parent company of salad chain SaladWorks, has acquired fast casual Mediterranean brand Garbanzo Mediterranean Fresh and fast casual smoothie bowl concept Fruta Bowls to form a new holding company, WowWorks. Kelly Roddy, CEO of SaladWorks, said, "Like SaladWorks, we believe Garbanzo and Fruta Bowls are complementary brands, all sharing a core DNA based on fresh, flavorful, and healthy food." Rent-A-Center announced it has entered into an agreement to acquire Acima Holdings, LLC, a leading provider of virtual lease-to-own solutions for nearly $1.3 billion in cash and stock. Acima is an LTO fintech company with a national presence in retail partner stores and e-commerce platforms. Mitch Fottle, CEO of Rent-A-Center, said, "We all share a common vision to expand the virtual LTO offering across a broader set of retail partners and to meet the needs of more customers through an integrated omni-channel strategy." Pet Supplies Plus announced it will acquire an estimated 40 previously operated Pet Value locations, with some locations to reopen with Pet Supplies Plus branding, products, and services as early as this month. Nick Russo, Senior VP of Franchising and Store Operations, said, "We are excited to offer many Pet Value associates a brand new home with us." Back with a lot of people news after a quick word from Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. In people news this week, at Express Employment Professionals, Steve Scully, a former Express franchise owner, steps into the role of Chief Sales and Marketing Officer, and General Counsel and EVP Keith McFall has been named COO. Tony Zaccario has been named President and CEO of Stretch Zone. Filta Environmental Kitchen Solutions has added Andrea Cook to the position of National Director of Business Development. Potbelly Corporation announced the appointment of Adia Dixon as Chief Legal Officer and Secretary. Dickie's Barbecue Pit promotes Carissa DeSanti to Chief Information Officer. Planet Fitness has promoted Bill Bodie to COO. Danielle Uthis has been promoted to VP of Marketing at SpeedPro. And lots of changes at Focus Brands. Melissa Smith is the new Chief People Officer of all Focus Brands. Danielle Portapara is the new VP of Marketing for McAllister's Deli. Cynthia Liu is the new VP of Marketing at Auntie Anne's. Alyssa Gamilich is the new Chief Brand Officer at Auntie Anne's. And Kendall Ware is the new Chief Brand Officer for Carvel and Cinnabon. And a big congratulations to a great friend of this podcast. Courtney Moore, formerly of the IFA, is launching her own graphic design and marketing firm, Made Creative. Please check it out at madecreativeco.com. Before we go, if you're looking for some go-to advice on starting your own business this year, I highly recommend the book Grind. It's written by Bigby Coffee co-CEO Mike McFall. Grind offers a practical guide to starting a new business by skipping past the MBA and going right to the nuts and bolts of building a successful company. I love this story, and I've sent many copies to friends, and you can do the same at grindthebook.com. Friday on Social Geek, it's the return of Johnny Franchise.